We are live with another edition of Tim Talks. I am so excited for this particular episode because I just happened to be sitting at CBT News, and Jim graciously allowed us the opportunity to do a pre-NADA show interview about what we're talking about. And I just looked at myself and I'm like, man, or looked at Jim and I'm like, man, why hasn't anybody ever interviewed Jim? So, I would argue, him and David Kane are the nicest people in automotive. I might make some people, angry there. No, but all seriousness, Jim has become a friend through the years, and Jim a lot takes credit of the success of our company because we were on CBT News early with Corey Mosley and Brian Pasch. And in all seriousness, just want to welcome you to the show, Jim, and thank you for taking a few moments of your day to spend with us, because I'm sure inquiring minds want to know. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And you got to share with me, who was the guest that dropped out that you said, well, we can get Jimmy here.
No, not even. But you can, viewers, you can notice the status of each of us by his amazing $1 million set and then my makeshift podcast room in a broom closet here at Carnell headquarters.
Well, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, amazing. Saw some amazing pictures from you at Hugh's wedding. Over the weekend, looked amazing. You and your wife Bridget looked like the cover of like Esquire. I mean, some fancy magazine. I don't know. Maybe the Catalina wine mixer. I tell you what, you know, Jim Fitzpatrick is a salesperson because boy, did he outpunt his coverage.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
God.
Unbelievable.
Here.
What's it up with a car guys outpunting their coverage? You know how good of a salesperson they are by just that. But listen, man, let's just jump right into it, brother. I think people want to know, I mean, where did it all start? A lot of people may or may not know. I mean, you sat in a lot of different chairs at the dealership. I mean, you know, what year was it? Maybe you don't have to say that, but
I'm very proud of it. This is my 42nd year.
It's amazing.
Being associated with this great industry. I started in 1980 at the ripe age of 18, maybe 19 years old. I'm 60 years old now. So you can do the math on that, But no, I've been in the business for the last 42 years at on the dealership side, on the vendor side, as a marketing company. And then, you know, in the last 10 years, and yeah, I can't believe it, but CBT is now celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. And we're so excited about that. But we started it 10 years ago, Bridget and I. So,
you know, it's amazing. And when you talk about, because people ask me, you know, kind of the story, hey, listen, you were inside the dealership. When did you decide, or when was the idea? Can you kind of take us through that progression? I mean, what did you do inside the dealership? You know, I was a general manager for a short period of time, the majority of my time, you know, 2 decades at a Toyota store and a Lexus store here in Atlanta, a pre-owned manager for a lot of that. So what did you do inside the dealership? And then let's kind of teleport into, you know, what gave you the idea to at least get out? Because I think the marketing company came before CBT. Kind of take us through that.
Sure. Well, I started, as many people do. My story is very similar to so many people that are in the industry as managers, GMs, dealer principals and such. But started out as a, you know, selling Toyotas down in Deerfield Beach, Florida, which is the headquarters, or I should say the
Southeast
town
Toyota,
the headquarters
yeah.
for Southeast yeah. Toyota. That's right, SET. And, you know, moved up through the industry or through the dealership. I had a mentor, Lewis King, and he had a number of stores in South Florida. And he kind of took me under his wing and, you know, taught me each one of the different departments. And so F&I and leasing and new car sales manager, used car sales manager, GSM, GM, and all very, very exciting. I was recruited by Jim Moran and Associates. And so flew around the country as a specialist at the time and helping district managers and such. And then, you know, from there, went back into retail because my son John was born around that same time and wanted to be kind of home-based. And then went back into retail, ended up as a general manager of a Toyota dealership. I should probably back up there. In that amount of time as well, I spent 3 years at AutoNation and became their national sales training manager. and which was very proud of, and spent, as I said, 3 years of my life with AutoNation, which was an incredible experience for so many reasons. Had the opportunity to work with Mike Maroney and Wayne Huizenga, and it was just very, very exciting time. But from there, went back into retail at a Toyota dealership, worked at the Toyota dealership for probably the last 4 or 5 years before the principal dealer sold, I should say the majority shareholder sold the Toyota dealership, of which I was the managing partner of, and then took my small amount of marbles and decided to take a break from retail automotive and open up what I thought there was a need for a true automotive marketing company. So in 2004, we formed Force Marketing, which, as many people probably know today, is run by my son, John. He 10 years ago agreed to buy my shares from me. We were partners. And he said, "Hey, I want to run in this direction." And I said, "Go for it." You know, and since then, he's never looked back. He does an incredible job, a job I probably couldn't have done. But at the same time, Bridget and I, really decided that we wanted to start what we saw the need for, a media company designed specifically for automobile dealers. As you know, Automotive News does an incredible job, but they focus a lot of their energies on the OEM side. And there wasn't a news source out there that we could identify that did interviews, video interviews, brought in best-selling authors, consultants, trainers in every area of the operation, as well as profile dealerships, ownerships, I should say, dealers and dealer principals out there on a weekly basis. And COVID hit just, 2.5 years ago, I guess now. And man, let me tell you, our views went through the roof because so many individuals, so many dealers and managers needed some sort of a place to meet and say, okay, what's the next step for us? What are we doing with our sales department, with our inventories, with our compensation plans, with the future of the dealership? You know, things were shut down, as you know, in early March, or I should say mid-March of 2020, and dealers didn't know which way to go. We actually ramped up all of the coverage of COVID and the auto industry on the, relevant to the dealer side. And it was a great move that Bridget and I made because it paid off. Our subscriptions increased, our viewership increased. We got a lot of great compliments from so many people to say, wow, you guys featured so many phenomenal dealers and association presidents and vendors to the industry that came on to CBT News to say, hey, we're all going to get through this and we're going to get through it. Okay. And things are going to get back to normal. We're not back to normal yet, but as you know, dealers are now, celebrating just an incredible year in 2021 and having another great year in 2022. And hopefully we had a little bit to do with that in the sense that we're continually bringing great information, best practices and such to dealers all over North America. And I say that because we actually have a lot of viewers that come out of Canada. So we started, it was funny, Bridget and I would talk about this concept, or at dinners and such. And she says, when are you going to do this? So we really have to jump in and do CBT News. This is a great concept. And she actually bought me for my birthday the URL from GoDaddy, cbtnews.com. And she said, you got the URL, now develop it. Let's go. Let's go do this. And we did. And we never looked back. And it's just been a phenomenal experience for us. It's funny, we're 10 years running. But we feel like we're only getting started. We've got so many things to roll out for the balance of this year that I think our viewers and subscribers will be excited to see. So that gave it to you in a nutshell.
I want to unpack a little bit more of that. But I can say, in March, with this little podcast that we do, we had a lot of dealer partners that were scared to death. And we brought Sarah Fisher, who is the CMO of Don Franklin, who happens to be the largest dealer group in Kentucky, my home state, God's country. And people were scared. She, we spent a lot of late nights with her team and my team trying to figure out how to sell cars online. And sure. She had an idea of literally, because in Kentucky, with your viewership, which is all over the country, different states were different. So in Kentucky, salespeople literally were not allowed on the ground. Wow. Couldn't even go. So she had an idea of taking real estate signs, text enabled the phone number on the real estate signs, and people were literally it was her idea because she came to the dealership and people were all over. because they can't go to work. They can't go anywhere. And so she started selling. So we started taking those ideas, and she was doing pickup and delivery service for people. And depending on the type of car it was, they would deliver a new one as a loaner car, and they were selling. So many ideas. And then quite frankly, Jim, we tried to extinguish because Clubhouse came out, and this was never an idea to, you know, pump up, or it was just trying to help people. And then we started getting mail, not mail, but emails and other things saying, hey, I'm a small BDC in Alabama or or wherever, you know, you really help. So it's the power of purpose. Yeah. And speaking of the power of purpose, in fact, we're privileged to have our annual meeting. We're gonna have over 200 people of our Carnow family coming into Atlanta next week. And I'm just finished, just put my pen down, talking about the power of purpose. Mm-hmm. And I just want to just, a lot of you guys know Jim for the perfect hair and the perfect teeth and the perfect smile. But I want to tell you behind the scenes that I've worked with him closely with guys like Corey Mosley on things that matter in our space. That's right. And he used his platform to talk about, as we co-sponsored, for example, last year with TrueCar, diversity in automotive and giving people the same opportunities and the same pay scales, no matter where they look like, smell like, who they pray to, who they sleep with. It doesn't matter. Let's love people where they're at. So I really believe in my heart of hearts, you know, we're not going to preach a sermon here, but I truly believe that some of the blessings per se that have come over you and your family and CBT News is because of your big heart. And it's the power of purpose. And that when you see something going on, or you, want to really charge a situation, allowing people to use your platform, one of my favorite people in all the world. So I just want to thank you for that. And we were privileged
to be able to support that. We those are the types of things that we say to ourselves, if we don't do this story or cover this issue or this topic, who's going to? We've done so many things like that at CBT that we're very proud of that don't necessarily make us a whole lot more money or what have you. Although we do very much appreciate you making that happen with your sponsorship. It's people like you and companies like Carnow that make this possible without a doubt. So we wouldn't be anything without, you know, companies like you, and you've been great to us over the years. So thank you for that. But these are the kind of issues that we want to help. We want to help move that football down the field, whether it be on the diversity side, or whether it be, you know, as we navigate through this situation with manufacturers and OEMs delivering vehicles right to consumers, as we see them trying to stick their toe further in that water. And there's got to be advocates out there. And hopefully that's what we are for dealers, is to bring up these issues, address them, and call out OEMs and call out associations or call out vendors when we see that there's something that can be done better. And hopefully that's a great way to use our platform.
Absolutely. Because guys like us and companies like ours, we can't really do that at all. And I'll just leave it at that. We have a bunch of amazing OEM partners, and we would not be anywhere without our OEM partners. But, there's a lot going on in the space right now. Jim, you touched on this a little bit. I got two more questions, then I want to get into NADA and we'll land the plane. But what is most exciting? You talk about what you want to do in the future. What's most exciting to you when you sit down and talk to Bridget? What is the most exciting thing for you and your team there? What are your plans when you say, hey, I want to do this, or I want to tackle this, or whatever that may be?
Sure. So we were patting ourselves on the back, and we were saying, wow, we get out so many pieces of content, you know, every single day. But the closer that we looked at that, we said, even with all of the content that we're getting out at CBT News, we think we can double it. And I know that those are very, very aggressive plans for us to do, because we do a lot of interviews. We do a lot of product features, and we do a lot of association meetings and such, but we think we can double it. We think that we can really step up in 2022 and make even a bigger impact in all areas of the industry. As you know, fixed ops is extremely hot. What are they going to do in the EV situation? Modern retailing, you know, which is something that you know very much a lot about. And that's an area that dealers need all the help they can get. How do you sell a car like Carvana sells a car? Because it seems more and more consumers each year want dealerships to be able to offer that type of service. And obviously Carnow is right at the forefront of that. But so we want to address more issues more times throughout the day and have so many different touch points for everyone in the dealership. You know what? We really pride ourselves too of being kind of a Switzerland, if you will. We're not, right. You know, we're not an OEM. We're not a vendor. We're not a dealer. We believe that it would be hard for any one of those individuals, as you just alluded to. It's hard for you to take on some issues because your car now and you're a vendor, and you don't want to get people's, you know, you don't want to get some of your clients or maybe some of your vendor partners, you know, upset.
Of course.
We don't have that. We're not dealers, so we can call out OEMs. We're not vendors, so we can call out other situations that we say, that's not a cool thing to do for dealers. So we're not an OEM. So we can, you know, we can play, you know, a defender for OEMs or for dealers in that space as well. But we pride ourselves on being very independent. We think that only somebody that's independent of all of those things can truly deliver the information and have those tough discussions. Because look, at the end of the day, if I'm a dealer, it's going to be tough for me to call out an OEM. I want to buy more franchises. I don't want them to take my franchise away.
Right.
You know, so it's just something that we've really prided ourselves on over the last 10 years, that we don't owe anything to anybody, and we're going to call it like we see it.
No, that's incredible. And I would argue that, you know, I'm sure it's a little deeper than that, but I would argue that's your purpose. You know, as I pen to paper, you know, the power of purpose and really pushing that to our team. And as we give back and have that mindset, that is your purpose, is a platform, quite frankly, to give back to an industry that, quite frankly, is like no other on the planet. No place else in the world can a kid from Kentucky with no college education and, you know, just a short time in the Marine Corps to stumble into a Hyundai dealership, start selling cars, and then, you know, what it's done for my life has changed my life. And I think everybody has a similar story to where,
right,
if you work hard and you serve people,
right,
and, you know, that gets around, and this business has been so good to us. So I just want to thank you again for championing that, you know, for the rest of us, and allowing your platform to truly make a difference. You know, again, I get preachy sometimes, but I love John Maxwell. And John Maxwell says, great organizations has leadership that say three things. When I talk to the Nestle's and I talk to the Nikes, their vision is, and I hear that in you, and I hear that when you and Bridget have the opportunity to speak, is number one, I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
Number two, with people that want to make a difference. And number three, doing something that makes a difference. Brother, I think you check all three boxes, and that's pretty exciting. Well,
thank you for that.
That's great stuff. As we land the plane, I just want to talk about, you know, you just came off NADA. I had the privilege of having you and your team come by our booth, and obviously we have a lot going on, but what, you know, what really, what stood out? And look, Tim Talks is agnostic. Tim Talks is, you know, we continue to do it. Look, if you're a partner with us, I know some people, well, they're just, look, if you're a partner with us, great. If you're not, great. We're just going to love on you anyway. But even if it's not there's other companies, there's 1,000 other things happening at NADA. So this is not pre-planned. But what excited you? What did you see at NADA that was exciting? Maybe that something stepped out. You know, what was what was that, those couple things for you?
Well, I think all dealers are somewhat challenged right now in being able to get their hands around, you know, modern retailing or digital retailing, regardless of, you know, which side you're on there. I mean, it really means the same thing. But they're challenged in that respect. It's new to them in many cases. You know, for the last, 100 years, we've been selling a vehicle to somebody sitting right in front of us. And maybe they used their home phone to call the dealership before they came in. But of course, all of that has changed now. People want to be able to buy a car or at least do most of the process, you know, right online, whether it be on their cell phone or whether it be on their, you know, laptop or tablet or what have you. And dealers need to focus on that, because the world is changing as we know it. And the auto world is changing in a very big way at a very fast pace. So now it's a question of, you know, what vendors are out there. And I know this is going to sound like a pitch, but it's not. But you guys enjoy an incredible reputation for the products that you deliver to your customers and the support that you offer to your customers. And the reason I know is because we talk to a lot of them here at CBT News. And when we bring up, you know, what are the companies out there that dealers need to listen to in the area of digital retailing, you know, your name is always at the top of the list, among other groups out there that are doing a good job, but your name's always at the top of the list. And dealers need that. They need all the information they can get from every angle of the industry to help them win in this space. Because while, listen, while it's not 70% of the business that they do today, it's not 50, it's not even 25.
Right.
You know, maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 8%, maybe it's 10 in some areas, but it's quickly growing. And the more, you know, consumers see those commercials out there of Carvana and Vroom, they scratch their head and go, well, how come my dealer that I've been dealing with for the last 25 years can't deliver a car to me that way? It seems to be so much easier. Now we see so many companies, so many dealer groups out there that will pick up and deliver your car for service. Well, if you can pick up and deliver my car for service and you can do all of these great things, why can't you just deliver the car that I want? I've been on your website. I've seen the 360-degree angle of every single angle of the car. You know, just deliver me that car and let's do this whole thing online. And I just bought a house, as you probably know, down in Florida, and did the whole thing online. You know, we didn't have to go to a closing. So if we can buy houses and we can buy real estate and such online, why can't we buy a car? And obviously it's moving towards that in a very fast way. And consumers want it, dealers want it, and OEMs want it. OEMs are driving this as well. Every OEM executive I talk to says, we're trying to get our people fit. I mean, our dealers thinking in this direction of modern retailing. I also think that if dealers don't jump on board with their OEMs to deliver cars online, they could possibly risk losing that franchise. And what I mean by that is you've got more OEMs, you know, Ford, and you've got Audi, and you've got, you know, other companies that are saying, well, why don't you just, you know, order the car online with us, with the factory, and we'll drop ship it to the nearest dealer. Well, that's Tesla by another name. And that's going on today. What happens 5 years from now or 10 years from now? So dealers need to pay attention in this area. They need to ramp up quickly and be able to really serve that customer, which is the mutual customer of the OEMs. So it seems like everybody wants it. Dealers need to want it as well. And I recommend they don't fight it. They embrace it. They move forward and they say, look, we know customers aren't going to want to do the whole experience, maybe in some cases online, but let's at least give them the opportunity to do that. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and I would argue it is the thing that this modern retailing is. And look, there's a lot of great companies out there not named CarNow that are doing some pretty cool things, you know, but it's going to be a very interesting year, I know, for us as we unveil some things. And I know I'm sure other companies, other vendors in this space, you know, you always have to get better. You know, you always right. have to continue to what's the, you know, like our thing, and we don't need to spend a lot of time, but just like crypto, you know, being able, you know, being right. allowing dealers to, you yeah. know, accept crypto and turning it into US dollars and so on and so forth, just as long, you know, I think the biggest, and I'll land the plane here, you know, we are coming to your point off of the two largest profit years, especially 2021.
Yeah. For sure.
In automotive history. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, and it's very difficult for any vendor, any company to walk into a dealership and say, hey, you need this or you need that. And he's looking at his financial statement and say, I don't need anything. I need a bigger boat. That's so, right. you know, I that's my boat. So, right. so, you know, that's my jet. So, that's so right. again, and that's cool, but I, you know, but unfortunately sometimes we've got to remember that, you know, great times sometimes produce bad habits. And,
that's right.
You know, often, as our mutual friend, Brian, I heard Brian Benstock once say that, the time to fix your roof is not when the sun's out, or excuse me, the time to fix your roof is not when it's raining. It's when the sun's out. Well, the sun's okay. out. So let's work on our process. Let's get to better. And vendors like us, let's continue to get better and serve that's our right. dealers. Jim, Brian, look, I love you, brother. Yeah.
Did Brian say that from his new jet? By any chance? Or
I don't know. Did he get a new jet? That's the question. You know, one of these days I'm going to have a pretty room like Jim, you see there. And I'm going to have one of those houses down in Delray Beach, Florida. One
You're
day.
Always welcome. Come on down.
I can't wait. Listen, Jim, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your day. Truly one of my favorite people, because again, behind the scenes, I've seen when he opens up his heart, opens up his platform for things that matter. And quite frankly, at the end of the day, that is what matters. And well, any Jim, any final thoughts?
Not, you know, really, it's programs like yours that you know, I think is so important. You know, the dealers need all the information that they can get during these times. And whether it's something that we're doing at CBT or something like you're doing right there with your podcast that so many people count on, it's all valuable. There's a place for all of this. And as I said, here in 2022, dealers need all the great information and content they can get their hands on. So I applaud you for doing this. It's great.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is another episode of Tim Talks, again, with the amazing Jim Fitzpatrick. And again, we know he's a salesperson because Bridget's his wife. So that, enough said. No, in all seriousness, thank you so much for your time, Jim. Thank you for the hospitality year after year there at CBT News. And listen, ladies and gentlemen,
always welcome.
We don't have everything right. We don't do everything perfect. But that's why we do this podcast, because we know that no one is smarter than everyone. And you know what? We're going to keep plugging away and we're going to get better together. Guys, we'll see you next time on Tim Talks. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.